Well, it's lesson three, folks.
Oh.
And we are well into this business by principle. And I do hope that everybody knows how to, we should probably sing the alphabet. Maybe we should do that to remind everybody what the alphabet works. I'd like to pick on a couple of you, if I can, right up front. An elevator speech, an elevator pitch, an elevator chat is fantastic. However, if we don't know what our purpose or our paradigm in life is, it's going to be a little bit skewed. So I would like, and if we don't get any volunteers, then I'm just going to call on somebody, but I would like somebody from the group to volunteer to share, as Barb did last week, your mission statement, your purpose for life. The purpose of my life is fill in the blank, and then my mission to accomplish that is fill in those blanks.
Vance, this is Candy from Florida.
Go for it, Candy.
First, a question. Purpose and mission. How to verbalize mission?
Mission is basically, and this is simply Vance's opinion, but the day-to-day activities with which to accomplish that purpose.
Okay. My purpose, as I understand it and as I choose to live it, is to bring whole wellness to those I encounter. And I do this by having a quick response to listening to others, so that they sense that I care and that I'm going to be focused on their concerns.
Okay. A great, huge round of applause for Candy for stepping out and doing that. That was ginormous. Okay, that was stellar.
Thank you. Now you can fix it.
Well, what I would encourage you to do is, and those of us who've all been through humans being more, it doesn't come, you know, that easy. It takes some concentrated effort, you know, get a good cup of coffee or tea, whatever your beverage of choice, and sit down and think about it. Then find somebody that you can practice on. And I want to encourage everybody, because writing out an elevator speech, telling our Nikan story is fantastic. You'll hear some of these next week as Marty goes through the lesson, or you'll read them, whichever you choose to prefer. But the purpose of my life is to glorify God and worship Him with all my heart. And my mission to accomplish that is to live every day to its fullest potential, knowing that I will leave a living legacy for future generations. I discovered that in August of 1986. I didn't write it down on paper until January of 1994. And I didn't start reciting it until 5.5 years ago when I discovered ICANN, as far as daily. Unless I get rudely awoken by a 911 call, before my feet hit the floor, that mission statement, that my purpose is, that comes off my lips. I don't yell it out loud to wake up my favorite and only wife of 26 years. I don't do that. But that should be part of your daily routine. So, and along with that memorization, could I call on Robin? And I'm picking on the new ladies that have never done this before. When it comes to memorization, we're up to the second part of the mantra. Would Robin or Salita want to share that? And again, you can, ladies, you can respectfully just say, no, I'm not comfortable with reciting it from memory yet. Okay. Let me call on my wingman, my business buddy, Karen.
Hello, can you hear me?
There we go. I was going to say, that's not like
I was walking
at all
through the house.
So, okay. Second part is dealing with exactly what Marty started out this lesson, which is so apropos, but I get to go last to share what this lesson meant for me. But Karen, would you mind sharing the second part of the mantra, the part that we should have memorized?
You mean the second phrase?
Yeah, the second phrase, second stanza, whatever we
okay
refer to that as.
Basically, it's a short paragraph. But anyway, my I can attitude means forming positive habits. I am choosing my words carefully to reflect my I can attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining customers.
Fantastic. So let's jump right into lesson three. And Candy, if you want to, we can jump back to you, or you can follow Karen since she's demuted and ready to share. And again, as I put in my text, it's not so much what we glean from the lesson, it's the application of it. And it can be applied to any five pillars. This course is not just about building an Eken business. That's kind of the byproduct of what happens when we change. But Karen, why don't you lead and then Candy, and then we'll go in alphabetical order, which I'm going to go back to
okay,
the list so I don't miss
you. You want my takeaway and how I applied it?
Yeah, exactly. So Karen, then,
okay,
then Candy.
I always have a hard time getting past the first page on this because there's one, I'm going to call it a sentence. Thought becomes word, word becomes action, action becomes habit, habit becomes character, and character becomes destiny. And that was so true for me yesterday. The first half of the day was absolutely horrendous for me. I won't even go into the details. And what I did was I had an idea, okay, just push your way through it and do something positive. And I said, nope. I climbed in my sleep system and I fell asleep and got just chilled. And I woke up and I had something to eat and I said, now what am I going to do with myself? Because I was so unfocused. And I said, I'm calling clients and customers. And that's exactly what I did. So my thoughts could have gone very negative. I wouldn't let them. My words stayed positive. My actions moved forward in a positive way. I continued with this habit of positivity and thinking in a positive direction, which is part of my character. And it created my destiny for yesterday, which ended up in being almost $700 worth of orders when I was contacting customers to say, hello, how are you doing?
Wow. I can't wait to share mine because you used one of my words. Thank you, Karen. Candy, let's go back and then we'll go forward to Hattie Jane.
Okay, my takeaway from this week, looking at choosing words. Will sound like it's an opposite of Karen's, but in truth, it's not so. Talking with someone who spontaneously went into some detail then about some health challenges she has. And you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, kind of ticking off the different solutions that could be applied. but choosing my words carefully by God's grace, I asked her, are you comfortable with how these challenges are being handled, or are you interested in doing something different? Now, in my imagination, I couldn't imagine being comfortable with what she was describing and how she was approaching it. But she looked at me quizzically and she said, well, you know, what do you mean? I said, well, I am aware of some possible solutions, not to eliminating your problems, but improving your quality of life in the midst of the problems. Oh, that's interesting. So I had her contact information, and the next day I sent her just a quick text. Enjoy talking with you. You mentioned some challenges that you had. I'd love to come by whenever it's suitable for you. I don't remember the exact words, blah, 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 blah. And I got the message back from her, oh, I think you misunderstood me. No, I'm not interested in doing anything. I've got enough on my plate. I'm not taking on anything else. And it was very freeing.
Well, that does make it freeing, doesn't it?
She made the decision, and I just sent back much love and prayers. Praying for your best possible wellness. And I know when I cross paths with her, I'm expecting that there won't be any rift in communication. But it. But then there was a woman that I talked to a month ago, crossed paths with her at an event. And at the closing of the event, there was a prayer time, and we were kind of spontaneously put in groups. And I'm taking too much time. And she shared some needs, some issues that she had. And I gave her my contact information. I said, I would love to share some approaches to your issues that might be really helpful if you're interested. Well, I didn't hear anything from her, but 3 weeks later, at an event again, she sought me out, and she said, this problem is just getting more and more bothersome. Yes, I want to hear more. Made an appointment, went to her home, spoke only to the specific issues that she brought up. Only took information and samples of two specific products that could be solutions to that. And she is now a very happy, satisfied customer on those products. I'm seeing the positive results with these products, that she'll then be more open to other products from the same company, which she really does need, but that aren't in her scope of awareness yet.
Sandy, I can say from experience, doing this 20 times, you're going to thoroughly enjoy the next two lessons. As Marty teaches, whether you listen to them or whether you write, they're going to really, and again, you're not new to Nikan. You've been around for quite a while.
Right.
However, this is. All right, let's keep the ball rolling. Hattie Jane, lesson 3, application.
Okay, that worked. Hi, can you hear me now?
Good evening, yes, loud and clear.
I feel like the ancient advertisement when we used to have a TV, when TV was new, and folks would go around, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hello. Yes, I've had a wonderful time. I celebrated 27 years this January, and I can say I'm still today and yesterday and the day before, I finally was able to listen to people I was interacting with. They were captive. They were Uber drivers. But I have three new contacts, which I'm working on following up directly. So it's like the ICANN is really staying with it, and it got me through a lot of life, and my journey is maybe longer than a lot of folks, and we'll see how far it goes. But making a difference was what started me on my trip with Negan, and finding how the difference worked in my own body, well, it just says state of passion. And it will be. So I'm having some fun working towards some financial reality. Thank you all.
Thank you, Hattie Jane. Janice, and then Jeannie. Or Jeannie, and then Catherine.
How about Jeannie?
There we go.
To keep the ball rolling here. I had an interesting week, and it was very fun. I'm saying that in a positive way. But I had two great conversations with new people. Well, one new person, and one was my brother. And my younger brother, who I don't speak to very often. But it's the listening intently to hear what it is that perhaps they need. And I found out two very important things from both of these people to perhaps I'd be able to help them. We need another conversation about it, but it was really a fun time to listen. So that's my big lesson, and I love what Karen had shared too, that whole beginning part, thought, word, action, habit, and forming those new habits and continuing to work on those new habits. So that's my fun time this week too.
Thank you. And thank you again, Jeannie. I won't name names of all the people. Because the list is a little smaller than I'd like it to be, but Jeannie sent me some very, very specific goals, and I really, really appreciate that. So
you're welcome.
That's also one of the homework assignments is to get those in a text, please, to me, and with the exception of both the Shirleys, you can both email them to me. But please use the five pillars as the example or in those categories. One in each one or a couple in each, doesn't matter. But where are you going to be? What would that be? I'm counting on my fingers. May 1st, on or before May 1st. Catherine? Margaret? Norma? Renee, Robin.
Renee is here.
Okay, go ahead, Renee.
The thought, word, action, habit, character, destiny thing worked out for me this week. I had an idea right after our last meeting about putting together an email campaign about water. And so that was my thought. The word part, I actually sat down and put it together and typed it all out and everything. The action was I said, I'm going to send out X amount of emails every day. And so the first day I did it and sent out the emails. The second day was like, okay, am I going to do it? Because I got some feedback on those, but I wasn't sure. But doing it again, that was the habit part, getting into doing it. And then the character aspect of it was doing what I promised myself that I would do. And so that really made me make sure that I hit that send for the emails I was going to do. And then the last part, destiny, I told myself it's not for me to know how it will play out. All I had to do was do my part of the action and to put it out there. So that was how I've used that part of the lesson three for myself for this whole week.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank you, Renee. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Robin, are you with us this evening? Okay, Ron. I know I heard Ron already.
I am sitting right here next to Renee. So I've always had a problem with urgency. And, you know, when it comes to building this business for one, but probably for anything. And you know, I realized this week that, or actually earlier in January, I realized something about making a decision, because I'm still working on this estate, which weighs on me a lot. And I made the decision that one part of the estate will be gone by the end of March. And I have spent quite a bit of time working on that over the last 3 weeks. And when it comes to, you know, how do I translate that into business? I'm still working on that. It's not that I'm not doing any business, because I am doing some things in that regards, but I need to figure out how to put a sense of urgency in that for myself. And, you know, on that whole purpose thing, I need to figure that out too. I've looked at that question for a long time.
All right. You know, Ron, looking at the lesson, when, and I love the illustration, and probably what compounded to it, when William talks about the pleasure of an In-N-Out burger. And I had one yesterday. And no, I'm not in California. I'm in Southern Oregon. And there's one about an hour and 15 minutes from our home. And you kind of have to, you wouldn't drive an hour and 15 minutes just for an hour In-N-Out burger. But as that sense of urgency that William, as he shared that, and then he was able to be, as he is, quick-witted and come back and saying, you're right. That should be $100 gift certificate. You know, when we see those opportunities, I'm going to go out of order here, because you set me up for this. This is what I wrote down. And I wrote it actually in my Bible this morning when I was reading, because it capsulized what you're just talking about, that sense of urgency. Decisive and determined decisions lead to a life of disciplined destiny.
Can you say that again?
I Yeah, I can actually, and I can even text it there. Decisive and determined decisions lead to a life of disciplined destiny. And the 21 days or 28, the great movie called 28 Days with Sandra Bullock, that is the epitome of what we're doing. That when we make these decisions and we say, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to memorize, I'm going to recite, I'm going to do the homework, I'm going to do what it takes. When we do that, that forms a habit. And the flip side of that for Stacy and I is we made a decision, 8-9 days ago to, it wasn't to give up something for 21 days, but it was to challenge ourselves to prove that we can live life without it. Just something simple, but at the same time, something that we're used to. And it's been amazing to see what has happened in our life. And this lesson really brought that out. Making that decision. But now that we hear Norma, thank you, Ron, by the way. Norma, can we go back to you and have you share? And then we'll go to Robin, who I think is maybe should have been able to demute by now or unmute.
Yes.
I think it was Robin, not Norma.
Okay. Norma, Robin, either one of you?
Robin, here.
So go ahead.
Okay. what are we doing?
You're so cute. Looking at lesson three, the application, the memorization of the second part of the stanza, that personal mission statement. Again, what we could take away from a lesson is fantastic, but the personal application to it is so much grander.
Well, I didn't get it. I don't get it. I don't have an elevator speech because I can't say that I've seen a difference in using the products. I can't say, I mean, I've seen other people have a problem, you know, and I don't have a huge why. I like them. So I'm stuck.
Okay, let's take the product aspect completely out of the conversation.
Okay.
So, what you and I can do sometime this weekend, or Jenny, whichever one gets to you first, or we could draw straws. Actually, I'll tell you, are you registered for Master Day, Robin?
No.
No. Were you planning on taking it in?
No, it's this Saturday.
This Saturday from, let's see, it'd be 11 to 3 your time.
Yeah, I'm not able to do that. I've got prior commitment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'll do is I'll brainstorm and I'll have something figured out by tonight with either Jeannie or myself to help you walk through that. But thoughts on the lesson, on lesson three?
Well, I totally believe that sequence. And and to take it backwards, if you're not where you want to be, look at your character. And what's your character? You know, it's just, you know, I totally believe that. I just don't see it working. I mean, in my mind, I see that it's supposed, you know, I believe that. But I don't see it walking out in my life.
Okay. And like I said, the candy, you're going to love the next lesson and lesson five as well. I think it'll answer some, I think it'll fill in some of those gaps for you.
I hope so.
Okay. All right.
Keep plugging away.
Okay, thank you. Sandy, and then Salida. either one of the sure. I didn't do anything differently tonight to make the mute button not work. I promise.
Well, Shirley in Winnipeg is here.
Shirley in Winnipeg, Shirley Boudreau, why don't you go ahead and share? Because your demute button seems to work.
Yeah, it did. I definitely lean or agree and have with Karen and Jeannie about the first page and the thought, word, action, and that when we think and talk about doing something, that's one thing, but when we take good actions, and that's the big thing that I have been working on, is taking the actions, whatever they are, and that those actions then become part of our character or they become a habit. So that has been something I have really focused on this week. I have my list of things, and it just feels good to look at them. They're not necessarily Nikan things. They're just life things, and it's making a difference on how I feel. So I know last week we talked about, you know, it's humans being more, not doing more. But by doing things or achieving things, it's making me be more, like I feel better. And I adjusted the I can statement a little bit. And I added in that I choose my thoughts and words carefully, so I'm very conscious of what I think, and I catch myself, and that it's a master key to achieving positive results, not necessarily acquiring customers, although that's part of it. But right now, I find that achieving positive results resonates better with me. And then you go right to the last page, and it's that we form good habits. We don't demand immediate results because it takes time, but I highlighted be firm but patient with myself. So that has really helped me to say, all right, you missed today or you missed yesterday, but you're doing it today. So it's just that continuing of putting these things in and how I feel.
Yeah, and that again, it's that decisive decision.
Yes.
And not taking. I think the biggest thing too, what I hear you saying, Shirley, is the title of Dr. Wayne Dyer's last book that he wrote, "Excuses Be Gone." It's almost like you speak it out and say, "No, you can go bug somebody else because I'm not going to fall for it today."
Right, and I mean just. And I mean, we don't talk weather, but right now in Manitoba, it's either freezing cold or snowstorms. And we just keep going from one to the other. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to sit here and wallow in the fact that that's the way it is. It's just, all right, I live here. So do other things. Make productive use of time and do things.
And I can tell you that you understand what my wife got to experience for 5 days not coming out of our bedroom.
Right, for sure.
So it's just, she got a lot.
I've been doing that for 2 years. I can't get to come out of my bedroom. I just don't get to come out of my house.
But it's. Rather than getting frustrated about whether it's the weather or whether it's a condition that she got a bug, mm-hmm. the thing that seems to be very, very prevalent in our globe right now, but she made some amazing decisions and discoveries, and just it's like, whoa. I mean, intense conversation between the two of us. I'm looking forward to returning later this month. I don't even know what day I'm getting back home. I'm in Southern Oregon right now. My brother and I are installing a bathroom in our parents' beach house. And so we're having fun, to say the least. Shirley, Sanis, let's go from one cold part of the continent to a little bit further south. And I know she was with us.
Hello?
There we go. So, Shirley, you. Okay. Wait a second. Keep talking.
Okay.
So, Shirley, you had said earlier that you were not able to listen to or read lesson three, correct?
No.
Okay. I'm going to have you do extra homework, not only this week, but also I would like you to call me sometime, and if it's a convenient, there's not a lot of noise going on. You already have a business buddy. I'd like you to reach out to Janice Miller.
I think she got back from her vacation. She was on a month's vacation.
Okay. But your number one assignment is to reach out to her and say, hey, I need you to kick me in the rear and show me how to get these lessons. Because you know how to access them, correct? No? Okay. She will show you. Okay. And that'll rectify that. And then you can catch up.
I've been doing a lot of reaching out to people. You know, I'm doing a lot of follow-up now that I got my mission back, my connection back with people, you know. I've been doing a lot of follow-up, just to see where it's going to go. So.
Okay, and give us a... And like Candy, right, like Candy shared, give us an example of one of those follow-ups.
Well, just being, I managed to have a couple of pairs of info to two different people. And so I've been doing follow-up with them, and the one lady doesn't know how to cut them, and she's about 125 miles away from me, and she's elderly like I am. So I've been encouraging her, and she too just lost her husband, so we have that in common too. So, but just letting her know that I'm there for her, and that I am very interested in what's going on with her, and trying to help her get well again, and just being there for her. So, and the same way with my former classmate that lives out there in Auburn, Washington. She's got two pairs of insoles and is loving them to no end. And Deacon has put me back together with so many people that I haven't been able to touch base with for many, many years. And I drip on them, you know, I'm telling them, you know, but I don't try to appear pushy, you know. But really did give me a terrible setback that I finally have overcome now, I think. For Christmas, I sent my daughter, who doesn't have much to do with me, I sent her and her family the complete water system, the water pack. And long before, if she didn't send, couldn't turn around and send it back to the company.
Hmm.
Never told me anything, but boy, that really hurt.
Janice shared last week, and I understand the motivation behind doing that. However, Janice shared a beautiful example last week on how to rectify that scenario. So I will text Janice because I'm not sure where she's at. And let me thank you, Shirley. And let me go back to Ron. Ron, any idea where Sandy's at this evening?
She was the first one on the call, actually, and we talked to her a little bit. So,
okay.
Sometimes she actually falls asleep. So whether that happened or not.
Okay. Well, I want to encourage everybody, as Julie Tara did on WhatsApp via the video, to make sure you get registered for Master Day, unless you're like Robin and have a prior conflict. It is going to be an incredible, incredible four-hour gig, and it goes so incredibly fast.
Thank you. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And it takes but all of 25 seconds. First name, last name, email address. That's it. I mean, it can't get any faster than that. So. Okay. All right, folks, we ran over a bit tonight, and I don't want to open it up for questions, comments, or anything like that, because I think everybody's on track. And also, I want to ask Candy. We didn't hear Salita's voice. And so can you follow?
Yeah.
All right. I'm
hoping to hear her voice myself at 7 this evening. I know she had a busy day, but it was intended that she was going to give me a call at 7, and I didn't hear from her. So I will be following up tomorrow to see.
Okay. Fantastic. Just let her know we really miss her. We want to hear her voice.
Yeah. Yes. So. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for those who especially brought your A game to the team, to the muster station meeting this evening. And I look forward to seeing most of you on Saturday at Master Day. And then lesson 4 as we jump on into it. And again, don't forget the memorization, the third part of the stanza. My I can attitude allows me to teach people something that will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. That's the third stanza. So make sure that's added to it. And please trust me, when you start memorizing this stuff, it opens up a whole new world. So have a great evening, everybody. From Coosay, Southern Oregon.
Thank you.
Over and out.
Good night. Thank you, babe.
Bye, everyone.